Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is, like, prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true! That's,
no, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Melanie.
We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week and talk about what the heck we want to talk about, like Toni Braxton. We want to thank our sponsors.
We do. Prize Picks, Alloy, and Lumi.
And you'll hear more about them in the episode. Okay. We do both have swoops. Yours is the opposite direction.
Oh, it is. I just did this in here just because I have this blemish.
Oh.
That seems like it's taking up my face to me. I'm sure it doesn't seem like that to everyone else,
actually.
But it's very, like, attention grabbing for me. So I was trying to distract it, but it's, you know, it's a whole thing here.
Do you want to know my truth with the
sure.
swoop? There's about 3 braids up in here. I showed Courtney.
Oh.
That are gone.
Oh, and so that distracts?
Yes, because I can't wear it down.
Yeah.
It
looks good.
And then in the back, all of these are gone. This is what actually happened.
Are you taking them out?
Yeah, this week.
Oh, and getting them redone again?
Yes. And that's the problem. I was telling Courtney this, and me and Mel had this conversation, actually. I think it was about nails, but it's true with hair. Maybe you were talking about, I don't remember. Anyway, the point is, one minute you're good with your hair.
Oh, man.
And then the very next day, it's a wrap. That's what happened. I got the front, like, three rows or something like that redone because we were doing the Spectrum commercial and Taps thing. But really, I had it originally scheduled to get my whole head rebraided the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I got the front through. It'll be fine. I'm going to just wait and then we'll schedule it, you know, 3 weeks after that or 4 weeks after that, whatever the case may be. I should not have done that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I am very much
struggling through.
Yeah, these braids. I mean, literally, my hair is growing. It's like basically a new head of hair. The color is very much on the tips.
Oh, nice.
But it low-key is like a jump square because I'm so used to seeing my hair like this. And so when I see my hair basically this color, it's kind of like,
what's happening?
Right, Melissa, your hair is black again. You got to remember, your hair is black. Which is why, did you watch the Oscars?
No.
They were boring.
Oh.
And Cynthia lost. And Ariana lost.
Really? Oh, for Wicked?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wicked lost more than they won.
Really?
Yeah, the costume designer, he won for Wicked. First black guy ever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was really cool. But every other category?
They lost.
I think they lost.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, the Oscars are never as lively as the Grammys. But this year in particular, I was like, why does this feel so blah?
Mm.
And I feel very, Kevin and I were talking about this, very disconnected from the Oscar movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't, the little girl that won over Cynthia, I never even heard of the movie.
Oh, see. That's how it always feels.
Loki don't be into pop culture stuff like that. But I honestly was like, who the heck are you? And I don't mean that disrespectfully. It's just more of a reflection of who I am as a 41-year-old. I'd be like, I have no idea what's happening. Do you know that reference? Who the heck are you?
It's familiar, but I don't know from what.
Do you know?
I've heard it before.
Oh, my God. I need to know in the comments if you guys know this reference. As a millennial, I need to know. As an older millennial, if you know. You're going to know as soon as I say it. No? It's from Problem Child. The second one,
Somebody's put Problem Child too.
Yeah, it's from the second one.
Oh, they're
one.
Saying
yeah,
a different too. World.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's my particular reference is from Problem Child 2, where the girl was introduced. And remember, her mom was dating the guy,
Problem
the father.
Child. My brain went to Dennis the Menace for some reason. Problem Child, sorry.
No,
I gotta get sad. The... I remember.
And she was like, well, who the heck are you?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite random. Anyway, all right. We normally start the show with a segment we call Long Story Short. We catch you up on some of the things that's happened over the course of our week. Anything happened for you in your life this week?
I wanted to add on because I was just having this issue about my hair. Literally, I was just like, trying to schedule hair when you have things coming up and they're like not lining up is very, very annoying.
Olympic sport.
I wish I could get my hair done every 2 weeks and I don't care what style it is. I don't care if it's a sew-in. I don't care if it's braids. I don't care if it's straight. I don't care if it's clip-ins. I don't care. I wish I could have it done every 2 weeks. And one time I told my braider I was going to come back in 2 weeks because I had another event. She was like, well, that's too soon. And I was like,
it's not, though.
I'm going to find a new braider if you don't let me schedule.
In 2 weeks, okay? I got stuff to do.
So anyway, that's very annoying.
Let me just say this real quick while we're just on the braid tip. You know what it is? I feel like when we were younger, braids used to last longer.
So long.
But you know why?
They don't last.
Because they was ripping out our edges.
Well, that's probably true.
I think when the closer you go up to the edge line and you grab
true.
All that back,
yes.
You got to let that grow out before you realize I need to take this out.
That's probably true.
As we get older and we be like, oh, you should save your edges. Let's team save the edges. And so they started further back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only so much slick a gel
that you
could do before it's kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's redo it.
McKinley has had hers. It's time to take them out. But she fights me. She hates having to have them redone. So she looks a mess right now. I almost, yesterday I was like, it's taking everything in me not to take this hair down. But she's like, no, it's fine. Her and Makaya hate getting their hair done, but they love having it done. Yeah. I mean, think they are just the flyest, but hate getting it done. It is the most annoying thing about being their mother right now. The other thing I was going to say, I had two things and I can't remember one of them, but one I will say is I don't have many of my bills on auto pay. I don't do that. I like to know when I'm paying my bills. I have a few that I can't afford to forget about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So those are on auto pay. I don't have student loans on auto pay though. And I pay them, but I just don't. So this has happened before. This is why it's so funny. I forget. I will just randomly forget to pay, right? And then when they call, I'll be like, okay, whatever. Here's the card, pay it. The problem with my student loans is that dad co-signed on them.
Oh.
And so I forgot last month. And so, and they have been calling me, but every time they call me, I miss it. Yeah. And I don't be in a rush to pay y'all back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call y'all. Y'all gonna get your money. Everybody relax. Yeah. It's fine. So I don't be in a rush. But apparently they called daddy. And I didn't even think about that, right? So this is what he does. This is how my dad addresses this, right? Hey, Mel, how you doing? Hey, Dad. I'm good. Y'all all right? Right. And
because that,
like,
was your cue to say, we are financially struggling.
And it was going over my head. I was like, I'm good. Y'all all right? You guys good? Yeah. So everything's out. Y'all ain't got nothing happening. I was like, I don't know.
Is TikTok still around? Did it shut down? No, that's still up.
I was like,
what about your YouTube? Is that still going well?
We are fine. I don't know. So then I'm at this point like, oh, is he just trying to chat? Like, let me make up some stuff. Like, oh, what do y'all have planned for the weekend? What's the next vacation y'all have? Like, I'm making up stuff. And he was like, well, the student loan people called me. I said, oh, daddy, I'm sorry. Mel, they said that they didn't get the payment. I just wanted to make sure everything's okay. I said, daddy, I have money. I promise you, I'll pay. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that they were calling you. I forget. I'm thinking this is my business. The student loan people putting all my business out to my daddy. He think we struggling. Y'all moving back to Atlanta?
Y'all
is everything all right? He was so concerned. And I mean, it was completely over my head. I was not understanding where he was going until he said, well, the student loan people,
I just
want to
make sure. You know, daddy probably had a plan. I'm going to call her and be like,
you need
know,
some money. I can transfer. Into it. You need you me know, to pay.
How are you
it
doing?
It was very sweet and very
so
hilarious.
You okay?
So I went ahead and paid.
Let me ask the same question a different way. How is the whole family?
He was trying to inch around that. He was clearly uncomfortable with asking me if you're broke. So anyway, I ended up putting it on auto pay because I don't want my dad to feel embarrassed to call me and ask me if my bills are paid.
Good for you. That should go on auto pay. That one should go on auto pay.
Just the one that's tied to him, because I don't want him stressed out. He probably like, no, I didn't co-sign.
Listen, one thing about daddy, a couple things he don't play about. His girls are one of them. But right up under this is credit.
This man has amazing credit, and he'd be like, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
I didn't work hard for this credit.
Listen to me. I didn't work
for
a long
longest,
time.
He had the highest credit score I've ever heard
Literally,
anyone have ever.
Daddy had immaculate.
I was like, what is
credit?
What? How do you do this?
Yeah, daddy, he don't play no games when it comes to that credit line.
And then this is the other thing I remembered. The other day, I've been exhausted. This is two part. I got a trainer.
I'm about to get one.
This is the worst decision I've ever made in my life.
See, this
I have historically all my life, I've enjoyed working out. It is a thing that I enjoy.
You enjoy working out?
Yeah. I don't feel like going, like, it is something that I thoroughly like.
You get energized.
I get energized. I feel great. Like, it is something I historically have loved.
That historically let you know you in unprecedented waters.
Oh, my.
Uncharted territory.
And I worked out after I had Kai. I was like on a run. And then even about a year ago, I was on another run. Like, and if I get focused, like, I'll be in. from last year to now, I don't know what happened, but it happened. And they do an intake. I went to the gym to do the intake so that they can, here's where you're starting, and let me see how many of these things you can do. So she had me doing all these exercises just to kind of see where I'm at. I was exhausted. I was like, if this is the intake, there's going to be more in the actual session, because why? This is so stupid. I was sore. I'm like, how would you be sore from intake? She's like, that's so crazy. So then she's like, before I leave, let's set up your sessions, your trainer. So I go on Monday and I was like pissed off. I went Friday. I went to her Wednesday.
3 days ago?
Yes. I went to the intake Wednesday. I had the first session on Friday, and then I went again before I came here.
Oh.
I want to quit. If I hadn't prepaid, I would probably quit. Listen, I'm like, my heart is important. I want to make sure. Like, I have never not had... I was doing 5 exercises and being like, I'm ready to stop. And that I'm usually like, we are generally a pretty in shape-ish family. Yeah. Like, even if it takes the time off, we can get back in and go. Not this time. Not this time.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Exhausting.
I'm about to tell you what happened.
What?
It's called AGE.
Yes, it is.
It happens to us all.
Oh, my. It is the first time I felt all of it. I know. So I went Friday and was tired. Let me tell you how tired I was. I said, I'm going to go sit in that sauna because I just wanted to sit. I just needed time to recoup before I got in the car. So then I went today, this morning, and he was all happy. Hey, you ready?
Why are you so chipper?
Yes. He's like, let's do back today. I've never done back in my life. Okay. I have never done back day. Ooh, I've never had a back day. I do leg day.
And abs.
Abs and butt. Those are the days.
And arms on occasion.
I don't do arm day.
You don't? Never. I love a good arm day.
My arms are so weak. And I told everybody that, hey, I don't really have a lot of arm strength. That's not a thing. I didn't even think about back, because who talks about backs? If my arms aren't strong, you can bet my back isn't either. He had me pulling a thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a line, like
that rope thing.
Yeah, oh, but you have to pull down this little track.
Oh.
And then turn around and do it again.
Yes.
And then before you turn around, you had to do like curls and rows.
Ooh, the way we don't ever know no where exercise is.
Oh, my gosh.
Where is it at, Mel? North Hollywood?
No, Northridge.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Then he had me do pull-ups. Listen, he was like, there's a pull-up machine. I said, sir, when's the last time somebody did a pull-up? This is 2025. People aren't doing pull-ups anymore. There are other exercises that we could be doing. Why would you make me do a pull-up? Even when I could do a pull-up, I could do 2.
You could do more pull-ups in elementary school.
In elementary, I could do 9. As an adult.
I had the record.
Of pull-ups?
In elementary school.
Have you done any recently?
Girl, no.
Exactly.
My arms ain't strong.
People
either.
Who work out, are y'all doing pull-ups?
No.
Are y'all, who is at the gym doing pull-ups?
And I love a good arm day, but pull-ups? I'm not doing no pull-up.
Exactly.
No, I'm going to do like some of this.
Exactly.
Some of
this. Was so confused. Like, why are we doing pull-up? And then they were like assisted pull-ups. He was very excited. I did 2. And I said,
assisted pull-up?
Yeah, so it's like a machine.
Girl, bye!
That helped you. I couldn't even do that.
You was on the bumper row in bowling.
Yes, in bowling, yes. It was a very bad day. Very bad day. I was very, that's why I keep yawning. It is exhausting.
No,
it makes you want to sleep.
Exercising does not energize me. After I exercise, I want to take a nap.
That's how I feel.
I promise
now.
You. I don't know why God didn't give me the like, oh my God, I feel so great. Let's get the day started. After I exercise, I don't even want to take a shower. I will go to sleep on the floor to not get my dirty self in the bed. I will lay on the floor and just like recoup.
I was like, I can't do it before Gin and Juice anymore because I'm sleepy. I got to take a shower and then go. I want to sleep.
Mm-mm.
It was very exhausting.
But having a trainer, I literally am about to start working with a trainer. I was supposed to have a call with her yesterday. And then I didn't. So I'm going to have it today.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. Hand to God. I think it might be this way. I'm going to have the call today, and I'm going to start because I, too, need to get my butt in shape.
Yes.
My problem is, I know my insides are important, right? We all know that. You want to get all of your insides healthy. I just really want a bigger butt.
Oh, for sure. And have you been to the gym? All the girls have a big butt. Everybody in the gym has a massive ass. Everyone.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
I was in there like, well, damn. I guess I should have been in here sooner. Because how all y'all butts look like this?
Everybody. And this is what pisses me off. Because when you buy clothes, they're the girls with the nice thighs and the big nice booty. And so when I put it on, I'm just a string bean. Oh, my goodness.
I have never, when he told me how much I weighed, I was like, I usually am a little thicker. And I've never been thick, but like, I had weight on me and I don't have that weight anymore. So I was in there very like, okay, let's get this together and see if I can feel better. And now I hate everything about it.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Also, the other thing, everybody's wearing the stupid, and if you wear these, I don't care, I'm calling them stupid. All the girls wear these stupid, pants or shorts or whatever that like have the cutout of the butt.
Yes.
It's so distracting.
Or the one with the line in the booty.
It's like you want all the attention on your butt. I'm trying to do curls. But you're in front of me. All I can see is your butt. It's like it.
And it draws your attention.
It draws your attention.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so, and everybody, the girl was on the machine where you bend over and come up. Okay. So her stomach is like on the bar thing.
Yeah.
So what you see is her behind. And it's like see-through with the line. And so you're just watching her do this.
Cause you do get caught up but part of it, I'd be like,
I hate it.
Who thought of this?
Who? And everybody has purchased them.
Literally everybody
has purchased them.
It's nothing but contouring, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
It's nothing but contouring.
For sure.
My problem is that, I mean, maybe I actually don't get it why you would wear it like that. But you don't want the illusion of that in your outfit?
Yeah, that's why they have...
No, but I'm saying in your gym shorts, who cares about that?
Oh.
I'm saying you're going to put some pants on eventually.
Oh,
I'm not going to
sure.
be able to see the cutout then.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Well, I left today and ordered a pair, so... Y'all ain't going to be the only ones in there with your butt out, okay?
You need to buy Makeup Shayla's.
She got some?
I don't think she has the cutouts. She don't got the butt chaps.
That's exactly. Y'all ain't gonna be the only ones in there with your butts out.
That's
welcome
hysterical.
To the party.
Are you even gonna be able to wear them though?
No.
I feel like I would be so uncomfortable. I would feel like everybody's staring at me.
100% no.
It's part of the reason why I can't wear thongs. I always feel like people, in addition to me, I always feel like people are staring at my butt.
Yes,
because I feel like this is the lie that they tell you, that panty lines don't exist in thongs. They do. They're just called thong lines.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can tell that you have a thong on. I would rather wear shapewear because then it's all
smooth
and you can't see anything at all. But like, I can see your thong line. That's not helping the situation.
For sure. What is going to help the situation is me telling you about Prize Picks. Okay. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. The app is really easy to use. To create a lineup, all you have to do is pick more or less on a few player stats for your shot to win up to 1,000 times your money. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join over 10 million users and sign up today. On Prize Picks, you can mix and match player projections from different sports. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball, hockey, esports, and much more. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. The second half of the basketball season is here, and the race to playoffs is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Don't miss your chance to cash in as the league's best fighting for playoff positioning. We actually, in my Patreon, we just started a chat about this because we are trying to get in on our Prize Picks. We are trying to know who is placing who is picking more or picking less and for who. So I'm very interested, very excited actually to be doing this in our chat with the Patreon to kind of take this on. I think it's going to be very, very fun. So if you think LeBron James will get more than 24 points this week or Giannis for more than 35 points, cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this basketball season when you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks. It's the best way to win real money this basketball season. So download the app today and use code GJ.
GJ.
To get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's download the app today and use code GJ to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Yeah, everybody's saying shout out to Ashley. She's in the Patreon. She's the one who was like talking about how much she's won. And everybody was like, how? Teach us your ways. So anyway, we have a chat in there now to do that. This is my last long story short. This has been very long. Sorry. But the other thing is, the other night it was after I worked out, so I was exhausted. Greg was exhausted. Everybody was exhausted.
I don't know why the sound went. Sorry.
We were all exhausted. Everybody in the house went to bed very early. Okay, like 9:30. We were like, it's time. The kids had already been asleep, and then Greg and I went to sleep. And then around, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, Micaiah is screaming, right? And so. Every time I tell y'all a story about the middle of the night, the way Greg wakes up is just always so comical to me because he be ready in his drawers, be ready to kill somebody every time. It's just... And then after whatever he deals with, whatever it is, he always... My heart. This man work out every day and his... If something scares him, his heart be about to come out of his chest. So... Micaiah is screaming and we're trying to figure out why, what happened. We go into her room and the problem is Greg he hates when furniture is up against a wall because he feels like spiders will climb on it. We have fought for a long time about this because aesthetically, put it against the wall.
You want a little bit of space.
He will have it removed from the wall. So that a spider can't jump to it? I don't really know. But it's a thing we fought about for a very long... He moves all of my furniture off the wall, okay? It doesn't matter what it is. All of it. So he has... And I didn't fight. The bed has been away from the wall in their room for the whole time. Right? So this girl has fallen off the bed on the backside, right? The side that would have been on the wall. But it's a bunk bed. And so what happens... She falls off the bed and then she is now under, okay? And this particular bunk bed, like, it has stairs on the side and then it has, like, the at the bottom, it's drawers. So she is, like locked in, stuck behind the bed, underneath the bed. The drawers are in front of her. The stairs are on the other side. She's just, like, and it's kind of, like, cornered.
She's stuck forever.
She is. It's the middle of the night and it's dark. She's confused. She's just crying. And he is like, oh, come here. And he's trying to convince her or trying to like direct her to bend down because she's not realizing that you're hitting your head because you have to like duck. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm pissed at everybody. Because if you just put the bed against the wall, we wouldn't be doing this. Bro. Eventually gets her. She's like army crawling under the bed. She comes out. She just gets in the bed with us because at that point it's like, whatever. Just whatever. It was just very annoying. So anyway, the lesson there is put your stuff against the wall. It's worth it, okay? It's okay. The spiders are not going to jump you. It's going to be fine.
Oh my God.
All right, that's all. Welcome to my life, okay?
Woo! Well, that was great. We had a great time. I won't even. We did a bunch of industry stuff this weekend.
It
was fun. We had a great time.
How was the Black Women in Hollywood event?
Really great. So yeah, we had a really great time. Saw a bunch of people. It was just a lot of fun. We had never gone before. I got to meet Melissa, the owner, our CEO, founder, creator of the Lip Bar, which was really
nice.
Cool.
That is cool.
And really cool that she knew, like, recognized me, knew who I was. Cool. That was actually really, really cool. So it was really cool to meet her. The Brown Sugar Babe girls were there, which was really cool. There was just a lot of people there. We also saw This is what's crazy. We saw Cynthia Erivo. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people are there. I'm only calling her out specifically because, you know, we're going to be in London for mm-hmm. the trip. So we were asking her for like food suggestions. Oh, nice. So she said she was going to send some over. Really cool. Seeing her is cool enough. What is really cool is a couple days later, she's opening the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, Ollie.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Very dope.
I was like, I had just seen you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I had just seen you like 2 days ago.
Yeah, and now you're on this.
And now you're on the Oscar stage. It was like very mind blowing, to be completely honest. And she sounded amazing. She looks amazing. She has a very regal air about her. Oh. I really don't know how to explain it, but the way she moves in a room, the confidence is palpable, but not in like an arrogant way, in a very confident, I know who I am.
Oh, that's amazing.
And there's like literally nothing you can do about it. You're not going to shake me about me, you know?
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know, it's such an energy to like be in her presence. It's really, really cool, actually. But you see, you can feel it in like her pictures. When you go back and like look at her pictures or look at videos of her, you're going to be able to like see this like confidence that she has. Her shoulders are always up. Her head is always up. Like, her shoulders are square. Her head is up. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just a really unique presence about her that's just really, really unique. So anyway, that was really cool. Went to the macro party. We stood in line for 35 hours. But everybody was there as well. That was really cool. All of that was cool. Industry events are always cool. Let me tell you the actual funny thing about this. So everybody is in town for the weekend. Kev doesn't have shows. My kids have social lives. They're usually doing stuff, but they didn't have anything to do. So I was like, we should do a family night. Mm. So Isaiah's like, oh, let's do an escape room with the, let's do a scary escape room with the people that come out and they scare you. Oh,
Kev don't like those.
As a family, the four of us.
Useless.
Oh, my God.
Joe probably was good.
Oh, my God. We went, let's say there is five levels of difficulty.
Yeah.
We were on difficulty level 4.
No, that wasn't a good idea.
Never in a million years should the four of us be on a level 4 difficulty escape room.
Oh, my.
We were in the front first room, you know, the beginning room that I think they create to give you the confidence. Like, yeah. Oh, we know what we're doing because it should only take you 3 minutes. We're 50 minutes. We were probably in there for 10 or 15.
In the first room?
Yes. The guy had to come out and close the door because it was literally just like a little medicine cabinet with the key. And because we had didn't close the door, we had didn't see
it. Oh, my.
I mean, just going in circles. You know, the front room is always
small. Yes, because you're not supposed to be in there for very long. You're supposed to, hey, we got it. Got the first one. Here we go.
Girl, we was in there way too long.
Oh, my.
So then we go to the next room. We're in there just wandering. I mean.
Don't even know where
girl,
to start.
Girl, we don't know. We thinking we looking at clues. This how I know you're actually off, okay? When the guy comes in, he comes back in. So we go to the second room. We're finally in there. We're wandering, going in circles, just not doing a very good job again. So the guy comes out. This time he doesn't leave. He just stays with us through the rest of the time.
The worker?
Yes. I mean, he's scary, but like,
yeah.
He's clearly there to give us help. This is why it's bad. Because they're trying to give you help in a way that's not like, open the laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's trying to do it in this voice. So there's this paper. And the paper is the clues, but we don't know what to do. So he pulls out the paper, slams it down. I need to do it. Read! So I'm reading. Stop! And I'm like, I stopped. What now? Read! Okay. I read it. Stop! Oh, this is the clue.
Get out.
So...
He's
doing this the whole time. Read. Stop. We're like, oh, okay. So Isaiah, Joe, Kev, they're all figuring it out as I'm reading, right? So we get it together. We finally understand, okay, we have the clues together. There's another part to the clue to like open the next door. Again, we don't know nothing. So we're going out of the room thinking that's where we should go. That's not what you're supposed to do. So because we kept going out, he sat in front of the door.
So we couldn't leave.
And we were like, so you don't, we're not supposed to go in the bathroom. So the clue is in here.
He should have gave y'all a refund.
Oh my God.
They should have said, you know what? This wasn't for y'all.
So
y'all
when
should
we
go,
realized,
go see a movie.
Literally.
Something.
So by the time we realized, okay, we're going to stay in here. He sits in front of the TV and we're like, do we change the channel? So it's like a little pill thing. And the pill corresponds to what's on the TV. Mm-hmm. So he sits in front of the TV. He's like, Ray. So I'm reading the clue. Pills. We're like, so the boys go back and I'm like, fat neck syndrome.
Fat neck syndrome?
Literally. The thing, it said like causes or something. So the cause would be fat neck syndrome. That corresponded to the bathroom pill bottle.
Oh.
And then it said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So then you were supposed, it was a lot, y'all. You were supposed to take the clue from the TV, correspond it to the pill bottle, and then put it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Got it.
That opens it. Okay, so we do this. Then at the end, he's done with us. So he just meets us on the other thing with the clue box just open. We don't understand that the game is over. So we're like, what now?
He's get out.
Oh, we won.
Y'all won.
We escaped. The lady comes out. Congratulations. You guys had 2 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Y'all had time. time left?
Girl, she said we had 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. The truth is,
if
ain't no way.
Left y'all to y'all own devices, y'all would have been in there today. There's still. Y'all would have still been in there right now.
I asked Kevin the boys, I said, did we escape? Does that count? They're like, yes, absolutely not. There's no world in which this counts. That man, read. Oh, I could not stop laughing. I mean, we laughed. We went to a little restaurant afterward. We laughed all the way to the restaurant. We walked. It was like a 10-minute walk. All the way. Could you imagine being the worker?
Oh, my.
Because you know they have those cameras in
there? Yes.
Them? They were probably laughing their behinds off. Like, these idiots.
Y'all probably were finna mess up the timing for the next group. The next group was probably on the way. In the first room, y'all spent 10 minutes on. And they were like, if we don't get them out of there, they're going to cry.
They're going to be here all day.
The other people are going to lap them. They're going to get out before them. Yes. Get them out.
Oh, so good. Let me tell you guys this story, and then I'm going to go into the ad, and we might want to do Pop the Trunks.
Okay.
Okay. So on the way, this is a perimenopause story. Perimenopause alert, perimenopause alert, perimenopause alert. We were on our way to the Black Women in Essence brunch. I just told you guys I don't like wearing thongs. This is real life. I don't like wearing thongs. I think they're very uncomfortable. I also think that it's a lie. You can actually see everything that's going on. And I think that's just as distracting as a panty line, to be honest. So I put on this like shapewear, but it was like the compression shapewear. Mm-hmm. It was really, I couldn't breathe.
It'd be
compression. Yeah, it'd be very much compression. I like the smoothness, but I don't like the compression. And as I get older, I bloat more. I didn't used to bloat when I was younger, but I bloat a lot more. And that compression, I get nauseous. Like, literally, I'd be like, I'm about to throw it.
Yeah.
So I am like, I got to take this off. 3 days early, my head period has started.
Oh, good times.
I said, I was so mad. I said, Kevin, what if we went to the brunch?
Oh.
And I just would have been out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I have a Mission Essential bags. I normally always carry something with me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have had anything. Yeah. I would have had it. I was so pissed off that my period started 3 days sooner. It was a week early in January. In February, I actually think it was, I'm sorry, it was a week late in January. I actually think in February it may have been late. Also, it was only like 2 weeks ago, by the way. And then this time it was 3 days early. So it's just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's just super, super annoying. I finally went and got my lab work done over the weekend. So I am waiting to have that reviewed officially with the doctor. But I'm telling you guys, perimenopause is very ghetto. It really sucks, to be honest. Everything from sleeping problems, which I have, hot flashes I don't have, but I do have the night sweats, brain fog, that just might be my permanent state of being.
Amen.
Weight gain, I just have bloating. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's actually perimenopause related or not, but definitely decrease libido. Perimenopause, menopause, all of it is inevitable. It is a part of aging. We need to be talking about it because it is very normal, okay? It is normal. And your symptoms, while all of menopause is inevitable, it is treatable. I just found out that almost half of women went 3+ years before seeking relief from menopause or perimenopause symptoms. And it's partly because of education. It's because we don't know what's going on. I was having all this stuff. I didn't know what was going on until my period was started acting crazy. And I was like, that's why I've been acting a fool. You just don't know what you don't know. Why would we do that to ourselves? That's because 43% of women report that their doctors just never mention MHT, menopause hormone therapy, as an option for treatment. Another 40% didn't know where to go for a solution. Alloy can help you live your best, healthiest life through menopause and beyond, offering unlimited access to experts and safe, science-backed treatments for your symptoms, skin, hair, and sexual wellness delivered to your door. How does it work? Complete your intake. Alloy solutions are available by prescription, so you'll need to complete a short medical questionnaire and patient verification. Design your treatment plan with a physician. You'll work with a menopause trained physician to finalize a personalized treatment plan tailored to your specific needs. Get a 3-month supply. Once approved, Alloy ships your prescription directly to your door with automatic refills, because brain fog would have you forget. I cannot recommend Alloy enough. Join the 95% of women who tried Alloy and sound found relief in the first 2 weeks. Head to myalloy.com/GJ.
GJ.
And tell them about your symptoms, and you'll get a fully customized treatment plan, and you'll get $20 off your first order today. Head to myalloy, that's myalloy.com/GJ. Enter code GJ to get 20% off your first order. I just want to say this. When I went to the doctor to talk about all of my symptoms, what she told me is they can only verify menopause with your hormones.
Oh.
Not perimenopause.
Oh, interesting.
And it's only to confirm that you're in menopause, not like, oh, you're headed or that trending way. That direction. Yeah. It's just literally to say, yes, I can confirm. What was frustrating to me about that is that I feel like I'm going crazy and you can't tell me I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think that the conversation that I'm having online and even on this podcast is really just a way of like normalizing mm-hmm. this and letting people know that you're not alone and this is probably what's going on. Mm. Do you know how many comments I get from people that are like, I had no idea, but I'm in my early to mid 40s. And I think this is probably what's going on with me. Because we're not talking about it, we don't know.
You
don't know better and you don't know different. And in this patriarchal society that we live in, there's not enough study and research on women and women's bodies.
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of out here with itchy ears, hot flashes, joint pain, brain fog, weight gain. And you're like, what is wrong? Mood swings.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me? And that's the thing. You just have to trust yourself to know I am not who I know myself to be. So there is something wrong. Even if you go to the doctor and they say, girl, you're not in menopause. That could be true. That doesn't mean these symptoms aren't also real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the whole point I want to say, is that that doesn't mean these symptoms aren't real and that what you are experiencing isn't real.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? That's it. That's all. Because I was going, it really wasn't until my period started acting crazy. And as a person whose cycle, you can literally put a timer on it before, literally, my cycle comes, it comes on time, it lasts for 7 days, she cuts off and she says, I'll see you again in about, I had a shorter cycle, so really it was about 19 to 21 days. But girl, I'll see you again. This kind of erratic thing that's happening. Also, it started on Thursday, today's Monday, and I'm like, so is it gone? Mm. That's also different for me.
Yeah,
that's not normally how it works for me and my body.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm on like day 3 or 4 and it's giving day 6 or 7, what is happening? I don't understand what's happening. I know my buddy. I know something is off. And you're not going to be able to tell me differently, even if you go to the doctor, because all they're going to be able to do is confirm menopause, not perimenopause. Okay, I'm off my high horse. I think it's important for us to say and recognize because, girl, it's ghetto out here.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay. Every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors. Even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Olipet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing. Healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen. All right? Just open your ears. Open your eyes. You will give your dog this Olipet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is, like, prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you. Okay. You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems. All right. So get your welcome kit for any first timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box. We're going to do Pop the Trunk.
Yeah. Hey, Melon List. I just want to talk about trying to make friends as an adult and how ghetto it is. So I have friends. I have a couple, but we're just in different stages of life. So I want some new friends. Like, I work from home all day long by myself in the house with nobody to talk to. So, like, if I could have, like, a remote work friend and, like, we could go and grab lunch and bring our laptops, you know, and kiki and kick it. And then go pick up our kids and go home and make dinner. I don't have any friends like that. So I've been trying to make new friends. But it's hard. And then it's like, also, I am a true crime person. Part of the Cole Council, like, you can meet a new person and then they try to murder you and take your life. And you got to have, like, discernment. And you can't just be friends with anybody. So I'm a part of this book club, right? But you can't really talk about it. This lady runs it. She also has a podcast. Her husband's a comedian, but we don't talk about it. So in there, I had put a post like, is there anybody in the Baltimore area that would like want to do a book club legitimately outside? So I got one girl that was like, yeah, whatever. So I'm supposed to meet up with her and have like a book club possible date. Like, I don't know. It's a blind date. Never met the lady before. But we going out on a date to see if we like each other and we want to read books and kiki. But y'all pray for me because making adult friendships, it's hard, but I need some friends. Okay, bye, y'all.
First of all, shout out to the girl who runs the book club that no one knows about. Shout out to her. She sounds amazing.
And shout out to the co-counsel. She said she's a member of the co-counsel.
And in the event you are taken to the second location, the co-counselor.
We gonna find you.
They're gonna find you. Okay, they're gonna find you for sure. They got you. Don't worry about that. Making friends as an adult is so difficult. And you're right. One of the things that I actually have been coming to this realization is that my friends in Washington, we all had our kids at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we were all in the same part of life. In LA, people have their kids much later, much later. And so your friends, your outings look different.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an 18-year-old who literally drives his own car, does his own thing. He went at 10 o'clock last night talking about, I'm going to go to my friend's dorm.
I was like, first of all, why would you do that? We just spent all this time together as a family and you still want to go out? That's weird. Like, you don't want to. That's weird. You don't want to stay at home? Like, I'm so confused.
So he went out And Joe actually, we were all mostly home this weekend, so he didn't have plans. But Joe be having plans, okay? The baby boy be wanting to go to the mall, be wanting to hang out, go to school dances. Like, Joe wants to do the things. So I'm looking like, oh, I need friends who aren't dropping their kids off at daycare, who aren't dropping their, well, you my sister. But you know what I mean? I need friends who have that kind of, like, flexibility. Because Joe is going to be driving.
Yes.
Very soon. It's going to happen. Y'all remember I told y'all we going back to the DMV here soon. I'm telling y'all the follow-up. But they're going to be driving, or he's going to be driving really soon. So soon enough, I'm going to have all that time back. I'm not going to have to take him to school. Yeah. I'm not going to have to pick him up from school. Like, I need somebody, I need friends in my life that also have that same flexibility. So that is really important. And it does matter. Like, it can get very, very difficult when you have friends that are kind of on different, you know, they're just in different times in their life.
I was saying this because I am dropping my kids off at daycare, because you were saying people being
oh yeah yeah yeah
with all your free time you can drop them off at daycare though.
I would love to drop Micaiah off at daycare.
You got okay? So much time, girl. Listen, got a couple drop offs you can do.
Micaiah called Joey over the weekend, and then I don't know if it. Did you hear the conversation?
Yes.
How did she call me?
He called you because he That's was what like, I thought. Do you want me to add somebody in? And she was like, no. And he was like, you want me to, like, I can call grandma? She was like, no. I can. He's naming people. I can call auntie, no, or Nick or Tayson or whatever. And then he was like, I could call auntie. And she was like, yes. So then he three-wayed you in. And she was like, hi, auntie.
Micaiah, have you seen this sound that goes viral where somebody, I can't remember how it starts, but they hang up very abruptly? Mm-mm. Oh, it's this sound. A lot of women use it. We're like, if I'm talking to my friend and then my husband calls, and you'll be like, hi, click. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, okay. Like, she hung up on me. That's what it feels like talking to Micaiah. Oh, she is very like, hi, auntie. I'm done talking to you.
Yes,
bye.
Yes, she just wants the excitement of the hi, but loves to hang up.
Girl,
she loves to hang up.
It is an immediate hi, bye.
Yes.
Why are you still on my phone?
Actually, talk.
This is so stupid. You want to have an actual conversation, girl? Bye.
Yeah,
I'm calling somebody else.
Greg says she's in a growth. She's something's happening. Her vocabulary is increasing, which is amazing. She's been saying randomly over the last weekend and week. She just has been adding words, and we've been like, "Did you hear what she just said?" But she's like getting funnier. It's really like,
oh, her little personality is coming stuff, in.
And she'll be like, no. And she'll just like run away because she like recognizes this is funny. Or she'll do like a na 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 boo boo. And I'm like, it's 2025. The 2025 kids are saying na 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 boo boo still. I didn't know y'all are still saying that. Or she'll do a fake like rawr, like trying to act like all it's really, I'm like, okay, you're catching on. I was a little nervous there for a second, but her language is increasing and her personality is coming through. Anyway, I think we have one more.
Okay.
Hey, Liz. Hey, Mel. Hey, y'all. I am popping the trunk on parents, specifically parents that we now have to raise because we're grown, specifically parents who are almost 50 who decide to keep having children, specifically my daddy who just turned 48 and is about to have a newborn when I just turned 27, and my oldest sister is turning 30 in a matter of months. He decided to have a whole brand new baby. Now, I'm up at the hospital trying to be supportive big sister, can't sleep, ain't got no sleep, gotta go to work in the morning because I'm trying to be a big sister because you decided to have a baby and talking about you ain't having a vasectomy when it's time for you to snip, snip, wrap it up. So I'm popping the trunk on you because you throwing monkey wrenches in my life when this wasn't even supposed to be part of the plan. You're supposed to be sent down somewhere. You somebody granddaddy already, and you want to talk about having a new baby? So I'm popping the trunk on you, and if y'all parents doing it, I'm popping the trunk on them too.
Hello.
Love the show. Bye.
Popping the trunk on them too. How are you popping the trunk on other people's parents too? I thought that was going to go a different route.
So did I!
I was surprised that it went, that he got a new baby. Congratulations, granddaddy. Papa, grandpa.
That's his daddy.
Congratulations.
Daddy Pa.
What a time.
Let me tell you something.
The sister is the mama.
Yeah, for real, because she's 30. I was going to say something. I'm going to change it again. the thing is, in addition to women going through menopause and no longer being able to bear children, there should be an equivalent for men.
For men.
There should be some sort of nature occurrence where you can no longer have children either. Because fathering a child at 50 when you already have two that are near 30 is wild.
That is, what a decision.
That is, that's wild. When kids are like 7 years apart, I'm like, now why would you have a first grade and decide to start over? Or seventh, third, whatever grade you are when you in seven. Like, why would you then decide, oh, you know what I want to do? Walk down this baby aisle and get Pampers and wipes and formula. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You wanna go down that aisle when you also are probably going down the aisle to give your daughter away in marriage.
Exactly.
And you are also simultaneously going down the aisle to pick up diapers, wipes, and formula. Insane in the membrane.
Yeah, but you know what? Because honestly, I mean, despite the lack of sleep or like, you know, considering that, right? Formula is easy. You know what the hard part is? This is where they get you. Being close to 50 and having to potty train a child, good luck. The patience that it requires to potty train.
Oh.
And then having bottles is so much easier than trying to have food. Having to transition from bottles to food, what a time. Oh, it's so stupid. So all the best to him, because that's going to be very annoying. Car seats.
In your car. Strollers.
And in particular, because the infant car seats, those are very easy, especially with the Duna now. There's easy. The toddler car seats in particular, those things are so massive. They don't fold. They don't go into anything. Oh. It's not like they go to a stroller. They're just big. And don't try to travel. Again, baby car seat, infant car seat, so much easier. A toddler car seat, it's get me to the booster. Get me to the easy booster or the infant. Yeah. It's the one in the middle. That toddler car seat is so ignorantly big and inconvenient and stupid. I hate it. I cannot wait to be out of this phase. I absolutely hate it.
And he hasn't paid daycare since for 30 years, 25 years. You are going to re-enter
all of that.
He's going to lose his mind.
Girl.
Sir, your entire retirement is finna go.
It's so dumb.
To daycare. Daycare is so expensive. I remember Kevin and I were paying more in daycare than we paid our rent.
It's so expensive.
It is ridiculous how expensive children are. And in this year, 2025, you, under the Trump presidency, you decided to bring an infant, a Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
Into this world? He's 50. What is he, Gen X? Is that a boomer? No, he's Gen X for sure. Yeah, he's Gen X.
I don't know. You be knowing those.
Because I'm at the top of millennial.
Oh, okay.
So he's older than me, but younger than boomers.
Okay.
Could you imagine a Gen X parenting a Gen Alpha?
No.
The generation gap?
The disconnect is crazy. That's so crazy.
My nephew said to me, and I promise you, I had to get my good deductive comprehension reasoning to understand what this baby said. He said to me, he goes to the same school that his older sister went to. And I said, oh, that's cool. All of the teachers probably know you. That's probably works in your favor. Nah, she gonna put a stain on my record.
Oh, wait, who is the teacher or the Mariah?
Mariah
is gonna put a stain on his record?
Yes. I said,
because she's good or because she's bad.
These were the questions that I said, what does this mean?
He's so annoying. That boy.
She gonna put a stain. Why do you have a record?
What record are we talking about?
What are we talking about? What I think he was trying to say is that it is lame.
Yes.
For his older sister to be associated with his, her. So his
because
street cred
okay.
will be
okay.
stained.
Lessened. Because your sister is a goodie.
Correct. So he said, she gonna put a stain on my record. And I said, okay.
I love you, nephew. Bye.
Because what are you even talking about?
I don't.
Talk to me in English.
I do not understand the word. There's some show I was watching the other day. She said, I understand the words individually.
Yes.
But when you strung them together.
Oh, man, I got lost.
That's where I got lost. Actually, it was Good Girls. When you strung them together, that's when all of a sudden.
What?
I have no idea what we're talking about anymore. That was me. And he is a Gen Z.
He is Gen Z.
Yeah, he's not even Gen Alpha. I don't know. All right. Anything else? You want to talk about one of these shows?
Yeah. Let me first tell you about.
We got another ad?
Yes, girl. I kept trying to interrupt you.
I thought we was done. That means we got to be for another 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Okay, girl. Go on. Do it.
Let me tell you about Lumi. I have been working out. I told you guys at the beginning of this podcast. And one of the things that sucks about working out is, I mean, it's great, right? At the end of the workout today, he was like, look at you, sweated. You were sweating today. And so I'm like, yes, I was. But you know what saves me many times is Lumi, okay? You don't want to be smelly. You can work out. You can get your sweat on and you don't have to stink, though, okay? And that's where Lumi can come in to save you. Lumi is a whole body deodorant. It's safe to use anywhere on your body, your pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. It was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It is clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Okay, so regardless of what you got on the agenda, this can come through for you. They have different product options like the solid deodorant stick, the sweat control deodorant, and also a spray deodorant. All products are baking soda free and paraben free and is pH balanced for safe use below the waist, which is important. Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, which are my personal favorites, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off of their starter pack. Use code GJ for 15% off of your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code GJ at LumiDeodorant.com. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Smell fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence from head to toe with Lumi.
Let's talk about these shows.
Okay.
Traders first?
Sure.
Traders ended, what is that called? Spoiler alert. If you have not watched Paradise, if you have not watched Traders, those are probably the only two shows we talk about. You should probably exit now.
Yeah, but by the time this comes out, you should have watched it by then.
Facts, actually.
The new ones will have come out already.
Yeah, we're going to watch tonight, actually, the Paradise. Yeah. We're going to watch the season finale. Well, at midnight.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. We're going to watch it because I'm so sad it's only 8 episodes.
I didn't realize when you said finale, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it feels like it should be like 10 to 12. Yeah, and I think because they dropped the first 3 up top, we needed.
Oh, but it was a new season. So they were testing and they already approved that second season. So
I could still kind of mad about it. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay. Traitors ended on, actually, there's no spoiler here. It ended on a cliffhanger.
Yes.
A couple unanswered questions. Number one, we do not know for sure who won the Seer.
Oh, that's right.
They did not reveal who won the Seer. I am extremely happy, though, that they are adding other powers into the show.
Yeah.
I think that the other thing I think would be really cool, they've talked about this a little bit. I'm on like Traders TikTok, is if they added, I think it's called the Doctor. What's the one that brings people back to life after they're dead?
Oh, the Doctor would make
witch,
sense.
Doctor, the Witch. It's one of those.
Well, something like that, yeah.
Whichever one, if you haven't played the game Werewolf, it's very similar, and we're talking about those powers. But it's like the Doctor, the Werewolf, I mean, the Doctor, the Witch, one of the two. But anyway, someone has the power. Once they die, someone can bring them back to life. The problem is you can't then reveal who the traitors are. And in this season, we know that they've already done that in the BTS.
Yeah.
But it would be really cool to be able to bring someone back to life. Who do you think has the power?
Who got the Seer?
Yeah.
I have to remember.
I feel like it may be Danielle. I wish. The Seer power. Thank you.
Aladdin. I can't see.
Ali. Ooh, I don't want to believe that my eyes are not letting me see this name, but it is looking a little fuzzy. Is it Ali?
Ali Eden.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like a play on Aladdin.
I think so, too. Okay. And I think the image is that, too.
Okay. So the seer's power in Werewolf and in this game is that when everyone goes to sleep or basically at the end of the night, you can say, I think, you know, to whoever, Alan, for example, I think that Melanie is a traitor. And then whoever is the narrator reveals to you yes or no. The thing is, everyone is circling around Danielle. Mm-hmm. Everyone. The only person that isn't is Dolores. Didn't she pick Ivor?
Yeah, she did.
I hate when people waste their votes.
She seems so... I just don't believe that Danielle is the traitor. Girl, what are you basing that on?
Yeah, and that also tells me she's not the seer.
She's clocked out.
Well, actually, maybe it wasn't. No,
oh,
she can't
maybe
be.
Maybe it's... Is it Dylan?
So I thought it was Dylan, too. The problem is I don't think he had enough points.
It didn't seem like he did.
I thought maybe it was Danielle.
I thought it was Danielle too, but this is TV. They did that on purpose probably. It's probably Dylan because him going so hard for her
was
also like, why is he going so hard?
And he
for
was
her?
A little bit iffy on her in the beginning. Did you watch?
Not the last episode.
Oh. Girls, time to give you.
And the way I mean, she's always very dramatic, but her plea to him was so dramatic.
It was.
But I was still surprised that he stayed strong after.
I did too. The
her
second
drama.
Vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was too.
And so actually that makes sense. Him being the seer makes sense.
Those are my... I only think it's either Dylan or Danielle. I only think it's Danielle because I thought they weren't really letting us know.
Yes.
You know, and I think that was intentional of who had the most votes. I mean, I'm sorry, who was racking up the most points. But I was also happy that there was a in-game consequence or reward, so to speak, for winning those missions.
Yeah, I hate those missions.
Yeah, sometimes I fast forward them. Sometimes they're interesting because of the dynamics.
Yes.
You get to see like the politics of the game at play. And honestly, it's not really during the game. It's on them car rides.
Yeah, for sure. I fast forward all the time.
Yeah. It's during the car rides sometimes, but like the chess game was actually, it was interesting to see the chess game play out and see how Carolyn basically shot herself in the foot. But for the most part,
yeah,
they're so useless. So it was actually really cool that it actually had a consequence. All of that to say, so they get to the round table. We don't know who the seer is. And they're voting. And it basically, it's coming down to Ivor and Danielle.
Which is so random. Ivor is like, what?
Ivor said, well, now why am I in it?
So
how did he get in it? Was it Danielle? Did she throw? How did Ivor become the person?
No, because Danielle had been going after the girl.
Gabby.
Danielle had been going hard for Gabby because Gabby was going hard for Danielle.
That's right.
And then somebody, I forgot who, somebody, I think it might have been Dolores' ass, threw Ivor in and everybody was like, what? And then I think Danielle was like, Ivor. That sounds good, Ivor. Because she was not winning with Gabby.
Yeah, you're right.
So she like pivoted and then it's like everybody was like, sure.
And then they split. They said it was Dolores. Then they split down the middle. So then they're now voting Ivor or Danielle. They each have tied votes. I don't remember how many it was. 3, 3, 4, 4, whatever the point is. They're tied. So in the event of this tiebreaker, they have to re-vote and Ivor and Danielle are out.
Yes.
They cannot vote. Okay, with them out, they go through and it's tied and there's one vote left. And the vote is with Brittany.
Yes.
And remember, Brittany is the newest traitor that
Danielle
recruited.
On, which is dumb.
What do you think she's going to do?
I think she's going to go with Danielle. I think that Well, I don't think she's going to vote Danielle.
Oh.
I think she's going to like stay strong with Danielle.
So you think she's going to vote Ivor?
I think she's going to vote Ivor. But I don't think that she's going to stay around for long with her.
Yeah.
She's going to flip. That was a stupid pick.
That's why I think she's got to get Danielle out.
But I don't know who else you pick. But go ahead.
The only reason why I think it is in Brittany's best interest. This is what I think. To vote out Danielle.
Yeah.
Is because the only people that they have had their eye on during this time is Danielle as the last traitor.
Yeah.
So they would get Danielle out and think they're done.
Yeah. And then,
but there's one more traitor. Mm-hmm. I think if Brittany reveals or doesn't vote, I think it looks too Well, what you doing? Like, why would you do that?
Well, what people start thinking is Dolores, between her and Dolores.
That's true.
Because Dolores is the one who threw him out, too. So it's like, is it you?
I guess that's true. It could go that
way.
She
would have to play on that. She would have to play up Dolores threw him out.
Danielle should have recruited Gabby. I agree.
Yeah.
She should have recruited Gabby because then she wouldn't be in the situation to begin with.
100%.
She wouldn't be in the situation to begin with. So I don't know. I think Brittany is going to turn. I do. Mm. I think it's smart for her to turn. I don't know if emotionally she'll be able to do it, but I
agree with that.
She should turn.
She should. Yeah.
She should turn. This season has been
annoying, but also now it's like it's very, because they're not being, they have, I don't know. It's just annoying.
Also, are you on Traitor's TikTok?
No.
Girl, these people hate each other in real life.
Oh, you were saying that.
They be throwing shade at each other. What's her name? Carolyn did this video in this hat that was like making fun of Danielle.
Oh.
Like they don't, like they legitimately
don't like each other.
Don't like each other.
That's unfortunate.
Bob the drag queen was throwing shade over at Bob New Yorker. What's
Rob,
his name?
Rob.
Rob Boston.
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob. Child, I said Rob the New Yorker.
I like the drag queen. I'm still sad about him leaving.
I was talking about that with Courtney, that on, what's the name of the show, Big Brothers and Survivor, that Courtney was saying that on those shows, it takes these like really bold, aggressive, statement making moves in the game to win. And then later on, you'll have like some sort of challenge or whatever. I've never watched the show, so forgive these words. I don't know. I've never watched them. But where you're able to almost redeem yourself and like play the politics and save yourself. Where in this game, once I think you're a traitor, I can't unknow that now. And off GP, I got to vote you out. Mm-hmm. And I think that was Boston Rob's biggest mistake. He made this huge statement that he thought protected himself, but all it really did was shift the spotlight.
In the moment, it felt like a good idea. Like I saw it being like, oh, he's going hard. But then afterward, the shift, he didn't think that far through.
Either. Yeah, it was like, you're kind of playing...
Yeah.
The wrong game.
Yeah.
You kind of got to go, you know, you got to be a little bit more snake-like. Yeah. And he was very much like, I am Rob. Hear me roar.
Yeah.
Well, relax.
Get him out of here.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Off GP. People don't say GP. Mm-hmm. I'm a millennial. I don't know.
What is it? General purposes? I think it's general purposes, right?
I actually have no idea what GP stands for, but like in the way that I use it, just off like for the principle.
General purpose.
There you go. Off general purpose.
Yes.
Off the principle of the matter.
Oh, principle. General principle.
That's how I use it. Off the general principle of the matter.
The first thing said general purpose, but it's general principle.
There you go. General off the principle. You got to get up out of here.
And then what's next?
Traders. Come on, Scott's property. Okay, and then Paradise.
Scott's property. Oh. You can lead it because you know how I feel about
this. This is the long and the short. Whose fault is it that Terry did make the plane? Y'all heard me say this on the Patreon. You don't have a thought?
No.
Terry, the president, or Xavier?
Oh, on her missing it.
On her missing.
The president.
I concur. I think we have two men to blame. And for some reason,
I don't understand.
We've all decided to blame the black woman. Why? There are two men available. Pick one. I actually don't care who you pick because I can make an argument for either.
Wait, why is it Xavier's fault?
Because he didn't campaign hard enough.
For her to leave? To
yes.
go?
Okay, the first domino to fall is the president.
The president.
Because the president wasn't speaking clearly.
Who is Cal? Remind me. Is that the
president?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
He didn't clearly communicate, hey.
Yes.
You need to tell your wife no. Tell her no. Okay, that's first. Second of all, if Xavier had any inclination that what he said, he was saying what he didn't say, he should have told his wife, listen, woman, you got to stay.
Okay, go ahead. You're just showing how it could also be his fault. Because who do you believe? Yes, they both can be blamed, but who should be blamed?
Oh, I say Cal.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
If you're asking me who needs to be blamed,
yes.
squarely
on the president.
On the president.
Okay.
Squarely.
Okay.
On the president. But if you want to go down the list,
okay,
you know Xavier's right there. 1A, 1B.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
1A, 1B. But Terry don't make the list. She don't make my list.
She was out here living her life. She didn't know.
Thank you. I don't understand this conversation. And mind you, they set her up at the beginning of the episode talking about in 20 years, she don't listen to me. We ain't seen Terry.
Yeah, I know. Why y'all?
We ain't had a conversation with her. Y'all are assassinating her character. And we ain't seen the conversation.
No.
We don't know y'all dynamics. Xavier, are you a pushover? Is she just a strong black independent woman?
Yes.
Or is she disrespectful? Straighten up, yes. Xavier.
Hello?
Put your foot down.
Don't put your foot down.
Her life is in danger and you just go let her walk all over you?
He should have. But the president, how you the president, knowing what's coming to your country and you don't reveal to your people that they need to get out? Like, hello, that is your responsibility. And you know what's happening because all your people are lined up. And then you told homeboy Xavier, I'm going to get a plane to her. So regardless of what he's operating on the fact that my boy got me. At the end of the day,
yeah,
she going to be her because she going to be her. And I'm going to save the day because that's what I do, because I got the direct line to the man that runs the country. And then when it came down to it,
yeah, they was dropping too many clues. This is the other
thing. How you don't come through?
This is the other thing. Y'all are assuming that Xavier actually had the conversation with Terry.
Oh, you don't think he told her?
All I'm saying is, after he had the conversation with Cal, if he didn't take Cal for what he was, if he wasn't picking up what he was putting down, he may have just went home and ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and went to bed. Kiss his wife on the forehead and said, have a good day. I hope you land in Atlanta safely.
Mm.
Like, there's so much assumption here.
Yeah.
When there are two men available to blame.
Oh, wait. Cal told Xavier to tell her to stay. He did. I remember that part.
What did he say? I don't remember that.
Mercedes is saying it. I think I remember that when he was telling her. He was trying to tell him without telling him.
That's what I'm saying. Don't hit me when my life is in danger.
It's like them at the house.
What house? Whose house?
The
traitors.
No.
Oh.
Y'all at the escape room when the guy was like, read! And instead of saying, hey, the answer is right here. I'm telling you to read because, right? He just said enough for you to figure it out. We're about to die. I don't have time for hints.
No. The actor sat in front of the door and said, do not leave out of here because the clue is here.
Yes.
And I said, okay.
That's what you need. She needed that kind of.
Exactly.
Don't tell me to stay because I should just stay.
They played a game of telephone, and by the time it got to Terry, it had been watered down so bad that there was no urgency from Xavier to Terry. President said, you should tell her not to say. She don't listen to me. Oh, she don't?
He should have sat in front of the door.
He should have sat in front of the door.
And said, you're not leaving. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she dead now, child. Oh, wait, she alive, ain't she?
Let me tell you something.
Ain't she
if
alive?
If I lived, the first thing I'm doing when I see Xavier's face is slapping him in the face. Because why would you get on the phone and tell me, steal a car?
Steal a car.
I wouldn't be in the position to have to steal a freaking car.
Oh my gosh, I would have been on a high. What? I can steal it? Let's go. Opportunity and
to steal a car.
I would be
pissed off.
Oh my gosh, let's go.
I would be
picking a car. Oh, it would be so good.
I would be left.
How do you hotwire a car? Probably can't even hotwire a car.
I would be in Atlanta in an unstolen car because. So you're on the plane?
There's no internet. Oh, wait.
You mean to tell me you made it to the plane and you let me go to Atlanta?
Sad.
Oh, it hung up? So you're still on the plane, huh? So you want me to stay? So why didn't you sit in front of the door?
Dead.
Exactly. I would resolve to die because I'm going to get on the phone and I want you to feel bad. every moment. Oh, is the bomb coming? Bad. I want you to hear me die.
Oh my because I'm in gosh, Atlanta. Why would you?
Because I am still
where well, you make
where
sure
I
you
am.
Don't get on no place.
I want you, boom, I'm dead now.
Bye. That's it. Ah.
Tell me, I don't want no hint. If you know the world is finna end, yeah, don't yeah, hint me yeah, about no, the world is finna end.
That's true.
Tell me direct.
Yes.
Or at the very least, hint me in a way that you know I picked up what you put down. Y'all walked away from that conversation with just, you know, wives be hard head.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, they just be out here.
I agree with that. I agree.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I just need to say that I was very upset at the way that Married at First Sight ended because that girl was still on her I'm the victim, oh my gosh, trip. And it just continued to piss me off. Like, I don't appreciate how. And the problem is because, what's her name?
The white girl?
Yes. What's her name? The names are similar because it's Michelle and.
It is
and,
Michelle. And Michelle and.
Macy. Mason.
Meredith.
Okay. Well, Michelle, the problem is because I'm so pissed at Madison, because that's I'm it. So pissed at Michelle, it takes up the energy that we need to direct at homeboy for any of the thing that he did, but I can't even call him out because I'm so focused on her being a liar. Her saying I was still in this relationship and then in the same breath
which
saying yeah, but then in the same breath, literally was like, I wasn't asking him how his day was every day. Girl, that's the bare minimum. What you mean? But you, I'm supposed to take that as being in the relationship still? You're still showing up? Showing up, the bare minimum would be
how
was
are
your
you?
Day?
Yes, literally.
And so to say that and then to still be like, oh, I just can't believe that they did this to me.
She irritates me because it's unfair. Fair the way that she is prancing around yes. on this high horse as if she was all in on the marriage
yes.
when she clocked in clocked out immediately after I do.
Yes.
Immediately after I do.
Yes.
Though everyone knew they weren't going to no. live in happily ever after land.
Yes.
And so I get it. She didn't cheat. That is true. But girl, you weren't trying either.
No.
Like, let's all be clear. You weren't trying
she was
either.
She never wanted it to work.
No, ever.
You're just using this situation now as like, see, it's my way of, I knew it. No, you didn't know
no,
it.
You
were
didn't.
Just a terrible person
yes.
that didn't want to be it's in this relationship.
It's to make her feel better. And
it's to make her feel better.
No, you still did wrong.
Yeah.
Now, right. they are wrong now coming up in there as a couple, though.
And they was matching. They had their red.
Girl, I said y'all are disrespectful.
I love to show up. Y'all
are disrespectful. Why would y'all come in here acting like a couple?
Only because
stop
the homeboy, it made homeboy sad. Madison's husband.
Alan. Is Alan. That his name? Yeah, Alan.
That's the only thing about the situation that pisses me off is that he was collateral damage. Homeboy is just sad out here.
He was collateral damage. Is there a reunion?
I don't know.
Is there a reunion from Married at First Sight? The way that I have the hiccups is annoying. Because I want to know if Madison and his name's David.
Yeah.
I want to know if they made it. There is a reunion. Very good.
There is?
I need to know.
When? This week then?
I need to know.
Oh, I'm very excited to watch that. I can't wait to see.
Okay, do you think they're still together today?
Formally?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, they said
informally.
They are together.
Oh, they are?
You must know for sure.
I was saying informally. Like, I could imagine her playing on the whole, like, I'm still not ready, but like, doing everything to act like his girlfriend. That's what I imagined. But if they're actually together, and they're saying
spoiler, yes. Okay, well, my guess was going to be no. Now that I know different, but my guess was going to be no.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, but you know, shout out to Gucci.
I mean,
live your life. Do you think that Camille and Thomas are still together?
I don't want to give my thoughts on. Yes, I do.
I do too. I hate that you don't like them as much as I like them.
I think she's going to be unhappy. That's my truth.
With him? I think he's moldable.
I think in a few years,
in a few
gonna
short
be,
years,
Give it a good 2 or 3. I think she's going to be like, I wish I loved you, but I don't.
That's what I think.
He's not what she wants. Aww. And at the end of the day, you can try and convince yourself, but like, that's why Love is Blind is dumb, because love isn't blind.
It's so true.
And there are things that actually matter. So and true. So trying to convince yourself that they don't because he's a good person, which I believe, he seems like an amazing person, that should be with somebody that's not her. Sorry.
I like them. I hope that they make it. I really do. I think he's moldable. I think that she will mold him and he will like willingly.
And she'll be sick of molding him.
No, what? He'll catch on.
She will be sick of having, just like she was saying, I want him to kind of take lead about what's about to happen. We're getting out of here. And she's trying to push the conversation. Yeah, he's like, oh, Lord. She's going to get sick of having to be the pusher. And eventually she's going to be like, my.
That does get
you gonna old. Push me today or I'm gonna be out. I'm being pushed out. This is done. So I think all the best. I wish them the best.
When is the reunion? Is it this?
Somebody no, just said
cute
3
curls back here.
That's my Micaiah hair.
Yeah,
somebody
so cute.
Said 3 weeks.
Oh, boo.
I know, if it's that long, that's so annoying.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Well, all right. I think that's it. I finished Good Girls season 1, which ended with a bang, by the way. I very much enjoyed the ending of that. For those of you who need your memory jogged without spoilers, it is the scene with Rio, Beth, and Beth's husband at the table. Okay, that was the final scene. Very good. I do have a love-hate relationship with Rio. I love what he like represents in the show. And then the first or second episode of season 2, he said something that I feel like is going to end up being the theme for season 2, when he brought his son over and he said, what does daddy always tell you about messes? And the son said, big messes. And the son said, you have to clean them up. And he looks at Beth and he goes, you have to clean up your mess. Or like he kind of alluded, I don't think he actually said it, but he kind of looked at her like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be the like overarching theme, because she already has the secret shopper, which was a mess that she didn't clean up. Boomer, which is a mess that she didn't clean up. And low key, I hate to say it, and I hope I don't sound ridiculous, her husband is a mess, and she needs to clean him up. And I think all of these things are going to end up trailing her and getting her into mess. This is just my predictions. I don't know. But in my mind, in which I'm the showrunner,
hello,
and I create themes and think about how shows should go, because I do this in my spare time, this is what I believe is going to happen. I have no idea. I could be totally off base, but you know. Being the showrunner that I am, this is actually how I watch shows too. Me and Kev are always looking for themes, because they tell us we need themes in our shows. So we're always like, what do you think is the theme? So dumb, but we do this. Yeah. All right. Anything else? We will not be. Oh, what do you want to do on Monday? You want to do virtual?
That's fine.
We'll okay. So on Monday, I will actually be in New York. Where I will be at the shows this weekend. So if you're in the Baltimore, D.C. area, I will be not at the show on Friday, though. But I will be at the show on Saturday, and I think there's a show on Sunday. Either way, I'll be at one of the shows this weekend. So I hope to see you there. But on Monday, we're going to be in New York. So we'll be virtual. I imagine we'll be the same time, but in the event, we may not be the same time. I have to figure out what time Sherry Shepherd is. Mm. So once I confirm that, I'll let you know. All right. That's it. That's all. Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.